books, records, or cassette tapes, then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell,
you're
trade,
listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360
radio.
AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werbin. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Colorado continues to increase. As of today, there are 475 cases with 5 deaths. 49 people have been hospitalized in 29 counties, with 4,550 people tested. Governor Polis has ordered the state to expedite unemployment claims. On Friday, he also announced creation of an emergency economic council.
That panel is going to be chaired by former Denver Mayor Federico Pena.
We're going to need the kind of strategic thinking that the governor has asked us to employ to help us not only get through this challenge, but to come out of it even stronger from an economic perspective.
The group will work on coming up with short and long-term steps aimed at reviving the Colorado economy after the pandemic. Pena is recognized for taking the Mile High City in a positive direction back in the 80s and early 90s. The last 20 years, he's been an investment banker. I'm Jim Williams.
Colorado's unemployment claims expected to hit 25,000, a 630% increase from last week. The Trump administration also doesn't want those numbers out. It's not yet clear if the Colorado totals from next week will be available because the Federal Labor Department is officially telling states not to report them. A letter from the department says states should, instead of actual numbers, use generalities like high increase or very high. An unidentified person has died after being shot on Friday evening. That happened at an East Colorado Springs apartment complex. Police said the shooting happened in an apartment at the Aspen Townhomes on Pikes Peak Avenue, east of the Academy Boulevard intersection. A witness says the victim was a juvenile, but police could not confirm that. Again, our top story, now 475 cases of COVID-19 in Colorado. 5 people have died. I'm Ted Werbin on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
Every day we have the opportunity to lead by example in delivering reliable, affordable, and responsible electricity to power what matters to you. We are taking bold steps to change how your energy is produced, with 50% of your electricity coming from renewable sources by 2024. Because as a cooperative, we are changing together. Whatever the future holds, we'll power it. Tri-State. Cooperative power transformed.
Are you interested in saving $1,000 or more each month? Then why not take advantage of a free mortgage review from American Financing? See if you can lower your mortgage rate or consolidate high interest debt. There are no upfront fees to pay, and it only takes 10 minutes to start. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
What do you want to do tonight?
We could watch a movie.
Or we can go to the winery in Eaton with our friends.
There's a winery in Eaton?
Yeah, Bad Bitch Cellars. They have a tasting room with a full-size shuffleboard table.
Wine does make our friends more interesting.
Hi, I'm Teresa. I'm the owner at Bad Bitch Cellars, a woman-owned winery located at 603 East Collins Street in Eaton, Colorado. Call me at 303-807-3906 to schedule a tasting or go to badbitchcellars.com.
Hi, this is Bob Enyart with Colorado Rights Life. Please work to abolish abortion, but reject all so-called pro-life efforts to regulate child killing. Even on the surface, regulations undermine the very concept of the right to life, and they convince even our own judges, tragically, that the fetus they consent to killing must not be a real child. See AmericanRTL.org/regulations for more.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Bob Leno has developed Vincent Village, a pad-ready commercial center located in the heart of lovely Fort Lupton, Colorado. It's right on Highway 52 next to the Coyote Creek Golf Course. There are four pad-ready sites from 1/2 to 2 acres. The town is hoping for new restaurants, especially chicken. It's Realtor Co-op Welcome. Call Bob Leno, 720-339-8841. That's 720-339-8841.
Chemtrails, also known as stratospheric aerosol injection when being sprayed by our own military or the United Nations, is literally killing the earth. Chemtrails, laden with aluminum, barium, cadmium, amongst other ingredients, are being dumped right over our heads almost daily. The residue slowly contaminates the soil, destroying the microbacteria essential for plant life. Discover more facts, photos, and scientific studies by Googling Toxic Skies, What Are They Spraying?
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they are American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Greetings. Welcome to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I would like to begin by saying that Christ, in the book of Luke, chapter 21, and verse 25, he said this, "There shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth the distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." I start out with this verse to maybe present, because we're in the middle of this pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic. The Lord said here in Luke that he used a word perplexity. There would be a quandary. Something occurring that there's no solution to, that is difficult, a problem that is difficult to solve if it can be solved. He said there would be distress of nations. This pandemic is causing distress in the nations throughout the world. And the Lord said these are things that we would were to look for, but not yet, the end would not yet be, because there are other things that have to happen. Wars, there would be rumors of wars, the possibility, the thought, international discussions about war, but not yet. And the reason I say not yet is because for the previous programs, I have been discussing Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3. And the book of Revelation begins with Christ talking about his seven lampstands, his seven churches. And each of these churches has an angel that is to protect it. And these churches were to be protected through 2,000 years of mankind's history prior to Christ's return. God's plan is in these churches. The solution to the problem with the pandemic and the wars and the hardships and the tribulations that are coming is in these seven churches. Now, in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the Lord talks about these seven churches, and he describes their personalities and what they are and where they are missing the mark. their children, you might say, his children, his churches, his representatives. Because we, all the churches, every Christian, internationally, regardless of whether you're Presbyterian or Protestant, Lutheran, Catholic, Greek Orthodox, Messianic, if you are a member of any of these Orthodox churches, Bible-believing churches, you are in the plan of God today. In America, the main, you might say, religion is evangelical Christianity. Yes, you do have Catholicism, but really America is evangelical. Because of evangelism in America, when the pilgrims came into this country, there was evangelism. Well, now you have the different churches use the term evangelical, evangelist, that type of thinking. But all the churches are God's representatives. All these seven churches are his lampstands. And the answer to the problems that we're facing presently, have faced, will face, are the members that are faithful in all of these assemblies, these denominations, these churches. Those who are faithful that have in these assemblies within Catholicism, the Lutheran churches, Greek churches, that have been faithful to God, they are the answer to the problems that are coming. I'm going to read out of Matthew chapter 7. This is the end of the time when Christ was on the Mount of Olives. And he finishes out his discourse with this thought. And he is presented to the disciples and the crowds, basically a mini understanding, a micro, you might say, injection of all the commandments, in a sense, but worked out in practicality. In other words, when you judge rightly. Don't judge lest you be judged. And many Christians I have heard say, well, we're not supposed to judge. No, that's not accurate. That is not what the scripture is saying. It's saying that you are going to judge, and Christ said that his children are in preparation to be kings, to take over and rule his kingdom. But in preparation, you will be trained on how to judge, not by what you see, not by what you hear, but in righteousness. This is the body of Christ. We are to judge things. We have to judge everything. But we have to judge it justly, righteously, not just by what we see or what we hear. But Christ said here, and he finishes out the discourse by saying this, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. You're building something. Everybody is building something in your life. And if you're building on the sayings of Christ, then you're building on a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. The rains are coming to the world. These rains are not positive. These rains are demonic. There is the hand of the devil and the children of the devil in the hardships that are coming to the world. There will be the hardships and the judgments that God directly brings, but then there will be judgments and hardships that will be brought in to distress man from the children of the devil, the wicked. The Lord said that the sun rises on the good and the evil, and that the rain falls upon the just and the unjust. So you have those in the world that are just, and you have those that are unjust. The unjust will always afflict the just, oppose the just. Then you have the evil and the good. There are those that are good, and those that are evil will always be in conflict and always persecute and bring hardships upon the good. The rains are coming to the world. They have begun. They have always been. There's always been hardships, distresses, but not like we're going to see in the future. Your hope is this. Christ has given his children his eternal life. And this life, again, is eternal, and it is all powerful. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. Keep that thought. I will continue with this verse. Then the rains, now you're going to have, with the rains, you're going to have floods. These floods are also not in a, this is not talking about just natural. No, this is there's a much deeper meaning and understanding in these verses that Christ gave at the end of this discourse. He is talking about what is going to come from the forces of darkness into the world to afflict all of mankind, but it will be directed really at Christ's people and the good people of the world. Then it says that the floods and the winds blew. The winds. So you have rain, floods, and you have winds. And they're going to beat on this house, but it's not going to fall. The Lord said that nothing will shake his kingdom. Nothing. And in the church, you have those who have been faithful to Christ in every denomination throughout the last 2,000 years. And it will continue to be that way till Christ's return. But then there is that part of the body of Christ, the believing church, the family of God, that is dysfunctional, that has had a hard time maturing in Christ. Hold that thought. Everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the same rain descended, the same floods will come, and these same winds are going to blow and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. What man has been building is going to have the same demonic forces. Whether you know Christ or whether you do not know Christ, you are going to have forces come at you which are from the world of darkness. And in the world of darkness, there is no fairness. There's no justice. There is nothing but pain and sorrow. Now, the seven churches, these churches, we may not view them, you know, as a great body of believing, a great stellar, a great light to the world presently, but the trials prophesied to come are the recipe that is going to transform all of these churches, or those that are faithful. These hardships that are coming are going to transform these churches into a dreaded army. This army that I'm speaking of is the faithful body of believers that will crush Satan under their feet. There is, in all these churches, there is an army of faithful people who have been faithful to Christ, and Christ is going to use them, and they're going to be brought out into the open, and the whole world is going to see them, because these members of the body of Christ, because of their relationship with Christ, are going to be able to give hope to the people in their nations, in their assemblies, the Catholics. You will have those who will give hope to their fellow Catholics, the Lutherans, Presbyterians, Methodists, Episcopalians, Anglicans, not all of the powers and the miracles and the giftings of God have been put solely into the hands of the Pentecostal churches. I consider myself to be Pentecostal, charismatic, a fundamental. All the churches have been given all the giftings that have been presented to the body of believers by the Apostle Paul and Peter. All the examples in the Bible, every believer in any church, Greek Orthodox, doesn't matter. Every believer has access to all the giftings that have been presented to the body of Christ through the apostles in the New Testament and in the Old Testament, through the book of Daniel, chapter 12, chapter 11. In chapter 11, there that says, those that know their God will do whatever God asks them to do, they will do it. And they that are righteous will shine like the stars of heaven. All the churches, in every one of these seven churches, in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3, they have all been given every promise, every gift, the ability to overcome every trial, everything that comes at them. They can be victorious, but it takes a commitment on the part of the believer to be willing or to willingly present themselves to the Lord to be used as the Lord would use them. In America, in the churches, for the most part, the word consecration is not a normal part of the vocabulary used by the brothers and sisters or the members in the assemblies. Consecration. Any person that wants to be victorious over all things has to consecrate himself. This is a requirement in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And what I mean by this is, you give yourself to the Lord and you say, Lord Jesus, whatever you feel is best for my life, for your glory, for your plan, that I can be everything that I am to be in my short life, I put it in your hands. This is tough to do, because the future, the fear of the unknown, the devil will use it against you. But here's the thing. God, when you place your hands in God's care, you will never have protection like you will have when your life is in His hands, in His care. Every Christian is going to suffer hardship. That's just unknown. If you follow Christ, you're going to suffer for His name. You're going to, they're going to persecute you. This has always been the experience of the Christian believer. But when you put your hand and you consecrate your life to Christ, Now, because he is righteous, he will make sure that you will never endure or end up going through anything that he has not prepared you for if he decides to do it. There are those in the body of Christ who things happen to them that they never, in a very, very, what we would call positive way, they become wealthy, famous. Not everybody is going to be famous and wealthy. Some people can't handle wealth. But I'll give you my own testimony. I do not like to talk about myself. But as an example, I've got to tell you this. There came a day when I knew that the Lord was pulling on my heart. And I knew that I had two directions to go. One is to stay in the world and the lifestyle that I was in, or to yield to the Lord. And it was the night that I was baptized in water in Berkeley, California, in the fountain at the head of the university. It's only about a foot and a half deep, maybe 2 foot deep at the most. But that night, I knew that I needed to be baptized. And there were about 6 or 8 young Christian men that also at the same time on UC Berkeley campus there at the fountain were going to be baptized in water. Well, they all went. I was the last one. And I instinctively just knew one thing to say, because there were people listening and everybody was giving a testimony. I'd never done this before. But I stood on the edge of that pool and I just looked at the people that were there and I said, I have been able to do what I wanted to do for the first 25 years of my life, but I give the rest of my life to the Lord Jesus. And they baptized me, and that was my consecration. And the Lord has taken me in a magnificent journey through life. That's all I can say. That's the way I would have to put it. My life has been magnificent. I would never have traded my life for any other person's life. My life has been just, I've had hardships, I've gone through trials, I've had just difficulties, but in every single experience that I've had, good and bad, it has been top. It has been the top, top experience. I will say to you, we are going to go, these winds, the rains, the floods are coming. If you have never, as a Christian, consecrated your life to the Lord, it is not too late. Do it now, because you are going to need His help. What is coming to the whole world. God has given His Holy Spirit to His children, but there are, it's like, how far will you open the door? If you open the door a little, He will allow you will allow Him to come in. He will give you a little. If you open the door wide open, He will use your life in these years, these brief years that we have left. I'm telling you, the whole world, this decade, there's never been a decade like this decade ever in the history of mankind. What is coming has never come to this earth before, other than maybe at the time of the flood of Noah. But this is different. The Lord said that this time, with the people that exist today, if He didn't cut the day short, no flesh would be saved. Same kind of a scenario, just like in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So, if you have not consecrated your life to Christ, put your life in His hands. Let Him carry you in your future where you need to be carried. He will direct your steps. He will take you to the most productive places where you can be valuable to not only yourself, to your families, but to God and His purpose and His plan at this time in life. So I will just start out with that. I know that in this brief hour, I can lay down a few deep thoughts. These are not just deep. These are vital thoughts. Consecration is vital to a believer's walk with Christ. There are three things I say that are vital. I'll get to these after the break. Consecration is absolutely a deep, deep experience in Christ. And then I'll get to these next three points when we get back from the break. Stay with me. God is going to have an army, and I will show you what you can do to be part of that hour. Army. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be right back.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S.S.R.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219 or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Your company could be one OSHA inspection or one employee injury or fatality from great financial damage. I'm a retired OSHA safety compliance officer with 19 years in the profession and have the knowledge and expertise to help you strengthen your safety programs, trainings, and safety audits. Call Jack at 970-381-4154 or email me at jack@x-osha-llc.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
I have always been here, and I'll always be there. I can honestly tell you.
Okay, Rick Rodriguez, founder of the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. Every week I get letter or I get requests from people wanting, they want me to give out contact information. So I will do that. If you want to contact me, you can just Rick Rodriguez, or you can write to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Again, that's P.O. Box 872, Longmont 80502. If you would like to support this ministry, I would appreciate it. Everything that would come in to support this ministry goes to the ministry. I do not use it for personal anything. It goes to ministry. And I cannot promise you that if you support me, God is going to bless you 10 times over. I'm not going to tell you that, great things are going to happen in your life. No. All I can say is if the Lord prompts you to assist, then you assist. If not, then hallelujah. And the other thing is, I am not 501c3. I am not going to be controlled or come under bondage of any kind from any agency in the government. So, no, you will not get a tax write-off. I don't know how you want to work that out, but God knows. But the thing is this. This is what God has asked me to do, called me to do, and I'm going to do it. I have enjoyed doing it all through my years. I enjoyed the years that I had in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Lord opened the door for me there. And I will talk about that in just a few minutes if I can remember everything. Time goes so quickly. Now, there are three vital experiences in a Christian life. The number one, it all begins right here. You must be born again. You must have the Holy Spirit living in your human spirit. You must be born again. Everything with a true believer begins with that experience. Firstly, you have to be born again. Again, Christ, as the Holy Spirit, will give life to your spirit within you. Every human being is a vacuum. And when you open your heart to Christ, to the Lord Jesus, just like a pop can, when you pull that tab, air will rush in. Well, the Holy Spirit will enter and give you eternal life. Once you are born again, there is a thought that if you are a Christian, you can lose your salvation. It is impossible for a true born-again Christian to lose your eternal salvation. You cannot, once you are born again, ever lose your eternal salvation. Now, you may not mature in Christ and lose your reward in the millennial kingdom, or you may die before you should die. But even if you should die if you die early in life, and that can happen, if you are a born-again believer, if Christ is in you, you will still be His. Your eternal life is secure. And if you, in your lifetime, if you don't do anything to further the cause of Christ or add to your gifts and your rewards to come in the millennial kingdom, you will still be born again. You're still born again, you just won't have part in the millennial kingdom. So, this is where I come from. This biblical, and I will debate anybody on it. You cannot lose your eternal life. A born-again Christian cannot receive the mark of the beast that is coming. If you are born again, you will not be able to receive that mark. Before, or should you be put in that position, the Spirit of God will rise up against you and rise up against it. And I don't know how God will do it in your life, but you will not receive the mark of the beast if you're born again. Now, the second great experience you must have is water baptism. And I don't mean like Catholics, I was baptized, sprinkled with water when I was a child. No. I mean you must be baptized in water. Because once you're baptized in water, the Scripture says in the New Testament that your life is buried in the likeness of the death and burial of Christ. Your life is buried with Him in the grave. And when you come out of that water of baptism, all your sins are still in that water. And this way, Satan has no power over you in the future to come. Your sins, your past, is buried. It is in the baptism. It is in the grave. The night that I consecrated my life to the Lord, I was baptized. And that baptism set me free from the bondages of all the vices that I had. I was free. The third experience is where I'm going to go with all the churches. All the churches have to be baptized. All the people need to be baptized. I don't mean just as a ritual. I mean in a reality. There is a reality in water baptism that is so powerful, even the devil worshipers know that if you're born again, they still can control you. But once you are baptized in water, the devil worshipers, they know that will put all of the strings attached to you through sin, it cuts them all. Once you're baptized in the water, those strings are cut, and the Satanists know it, and they'll leave you alone. Well, they won't leave you alone. They'll try to kill you. They'll try to torment you or do whatever to cause you to stumble in life, but they know that they don't have the power and the control over you anymore, because these sins are the strings and the ropes that the devil has to your life to keep you from going forward with God. Thirdly, is having a baptism in the Holy Spirit. Now, I know many may not understand that term. They've heard it. You don't know what it is. This is where I feel that the Holy Spirit wants His people to go from this point forward. For a couple of years, for 3 years almost, I have been making a statement. America has been a nation of pastors. And there have been some good pastors. And there have been those that have been called by the will of man, by the will of the flesh, by the will of blood, but they were not called by the will of God. So you have these type of pastors in all the charismatic Pentecostal evangelical churches in America, in the Roman Church, in the Lutheran churches, in the Episcopalian, Anglican, Protestant, Methodist, it doesn't matter, the Greek Orthodox, you have those in these, all of these churches that are not called by God, but are there by the will of man, by the will of the flesh, by the will of blood. America has been a nation, basically, not all, but in a sense, directed by pastors. I say America is going to become, the churches in America, we're going to become a nation, a church of prophets. Now, I have to be careful when I use that word, because I know that people that are prophetic, they want to hear it. But you have to listen to what I'm saying so that you don't take off, you're given the football and you just take off. No, there are different... In the prophetic world, everyone, there is order. And in America, I have seen in the prophetic world, with the world of the prophets, so-called prophets, and many of them are prophets, but I have seen, I have watched, immaturity. There's been no maturity. There's been recklessness. But God wants His children to understand that all of God's children, because we have the Holy Spirit within, in our human spirit, we are designed to contain the Spirit of God. We have a measure of intuitive ability. This is where I will begin to understand what I mean by prophetic. Every Christian has a measure of intuitive ability. The intuition is there, available to every believer. This intuition is a holy sense from God's Spirit, from the Spirit of Christ, from the Holy Spirit in Romans chapter 8, in the first verses of Romans chapter 8. And it has to be developed. The Holy Spirit needs His children to begin to learn how to develop this intuitive sense, because you're going to need it for your future. It's going to help you. It's going to protect you, and not only you, but those around you. Yes, God will speak to us in outward signs. Yes, he speaks to us through the scripture, absolutely through the scripture, through his logos. But I'm speaking of the internal moving of the Holy Spirit within. Every Christian, whether you are a child or a young man or an old man, every woman, sisters, you all have this moving deep in your being. So an example that I would give is this. Is like a child that you put you give a child a nap in the afternoon, and the child is asleep, and sound, I mean out. But if you let the child sleep too long, he's going to be up all night. So you go in to the crib, and you gently nudge. Just nudge the child gently. You don't want to startle the child. You just want to nudge and gently begin to bring them out of deep sleep back into consciousness. This is what God does with his children in the intuitive abilities. I know within the Catholic churches, in the charismatic Pentecostal churches, this is not something odd, what I'm saying. It's well understood. But with a lot of evangelical Christianity, with the Catholics, with the Lutherans, Episcopalians, you know, I go to this group every time I talk. They're not aware of what I'm talking about. You don't understand it. And even little children understand it. But I'm going to give you a few verses. And these verses are going to help you to understand what I'm saying. The first verse is in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. Now, this is the only time this word is mentioned. And when it's mentioned one time, you have to pay attention to it in a deep way. I'm talking about the intuitive ability every Christian, every person that is born again has. The minute you're born again, your intuition, this sense that God puts in every human being it's in every human being, even if you're not born again. But it can be used by the dark side. Or it can just be used by the Lord, because we all have to have a sense of danger. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something now that God has given when you're born again that comes alive. It's called the unction. Verse 20. 1 John 2:20, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. What he is saying here, that word unction, is you have a special endowment. You have a spiritual sensitivity that is reserved specifically for God's children. I'm going to read that to you. I'm going to tell you this again. I had to write it down. It's a special endowment, this unction. You have natural intuitive ability. But now, once you're born again, now you have something much deeper. It's a special endowment specifically given to the children of God at rebirth. It's a spiritual sensitivity, and it is reserved specifically for God's children, for the children in all of the seven churches, not just the evangelical, Pentecostal, charismatic, messianic movement of America. No, it's for the Catholics, the Lutherans, Episcopalian, all the Methodists, all of them. It's for every believer. This unction is for every believer. I'm stressing this because I know this is what the Holy Spirit is wanting you to understand in your thinking. Everyone that's listening to this broadcast that is born again, that has never had the prophetic understanding, you have to understand, you're going to need it for your future. It is not vital, and it is, you might say, the left foot and the right foot. The left foot would be sound doctrine, knowing the scripture, being deep in the word, understanding what all the doctrines of scripture. That's one leg. You've got to have that leg. But then, for work, for moving in the world, to be productive in God, the left leg, I'll go back to this. You have to have maturity as a Christian. That's the inner life. Then for working in the world as full of demons, you have to have prophetic ability. There's a difference between the two. Inner life is you growing in Christ, you maturing in your understanding, you're being free from the sins that beset you. But then you're going to run into people that are demon-possessed. You have to have the power upon you that God gives all of his children to bind the demon, rebuke the demon, to have power over the forces of darkness. This is the other leg. A Christian that is complete has both. You have the deep growth in life that every Christian must have. And then you have the power without to free, to heal, to bind, to loose those that are in bondage. So, verse 20 in 1 John. Is it chapter 2 or 3? No, I think it's chapter 2. Chapter 2. I don't have my notes. I have my printout, but I don't have my scripture open. Now, in verse 27, but the anointing which you have received of him abides in you. Now we're talking about anointing. We're at the end of the hour. I'll be back. We'll close out. You're going to have to continue next week. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be right back.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
Did you know your loved ones can benefit from CBD? Colorado Platinum Care wants to help you learn more. Do you or your family member have anxiety? CBD can help. Battling arthritis or joint pain? CBD can help with that too. Come down to Colorado Platinum Care, 916 8th Avenue, and get a free CBD coffee with every purchase. Mention the word freedom and get 25% off. Call Scott at 970-324-5268.
Triangle Cross Ranch in Gailton, Colorado, has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things like animal therapy with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Okay, we're going to finish out the hour. Now, I'm going to just finish out quickly. You have an unction from the Holy One and know all things. A special endowment, again, a spiritual sensitivity reserved for you. Reserved for you, specifically, every one of you. Now, one thing about this unction, it always leads you in a direction of holiness and righteousness. Okay, that was 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. Now verse 27. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you have need that no man teach you. But the same anointing teaches you all things in his truth, and is no lie. And even as is taught you, you shall abide in him. I talked to you about the two legs, abiding in Christ. These verses will help you abide in Christ, so that you will be in him. And then we're going to talk about being empowered to cast the demons out and to stand against the forces of darkness. Now, this anointing is also, it's a spiritual sensitivity, but it moves you to God, toward truth. It moves you in a direction of growing as a Christian. It directs you from within. It instructs every believer to live in Christ. This is vital, to live in Christ. The winds, the floods, the rains are coming. I want you to come back again next week. I am going to try to expand this program to 2 hours. It's very difficult within 1 hour to communicate deep subjects, but I am going to attempt to do what I can while I'm on a one-hour program. But hopefully we'll expand. I don't know exactly what God has planned. I have to wait. But abiding, you have an unction. It has a sensitivity. It's a sensitivity in your intuition. We're going to continue on that. It's vital for your future for you to understand this. If you don't understand it, you're going to turn left when you need to turn right. This unction teaches you even how to walk daily. This is the way what God can do to direct you in your life. So, and if you want to contact me again, it's P.O. Box 872, and that's Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Pray for me. Pray in the spirit. Don't pray in the soul. I pray for this audience every week. God bless you. God bless your children. I will be back with you. Rick Rodriguez, have a wonderful week. No fear.
I'm Eric for Grenon Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Grenon Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and CO leaks. Call Jim at Grenon Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up. With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Well, there are an abundance of lessons to be learned out in the barnyard. Many educational opportunities present when you're out there working real hard, and this day was no different as I set out to see to my duties. I happened upon an interesting scene while milking one of my bovine beauties. There, on top of a manure mound, where a pitchfork was firmly in place, I noticed three blue-bottom flies, all involved in some type of race.